Thank you so much for tuning in to She's All Over the Place with Kiriaki. That's me.
Hey, what's up? Hope you're healthy and well. I'm so exhausted. I just got done doing a 4-day intensive with Tony Robbins, the ultimate coach in the world. I'll share that with you on another episode. Last week, I was in New York and Connecticut, and now I'm back in Los Angeles. Grateful to be here. So last week, my friends, the Blind Boys of Alabama, they were going to be in the New York area just when I was getting back from South by Southwest. So my friend Joey, who's the president of the Blind Boys of Alabama. We met up in New York, had a lovely day together. I went with my creative consultant, my DP, some friends, and we went to Connecticut, and the Blind Boys were performing. So I was at their sound check. We recorded it all. We ended up having Joey on the podcast. We did it on a stage with like 9 or 10 mics with all the visual equipment. I'm definitely going to be uploading the video on Rad TV. Yeah, so I'm just letting you know, you're going to hear me and Joey in a second, but I wanted to come on and let you know the audio quality is different because I'm not in a studio. We're on a stage at the Kate. The Kate is in Connecticut. It's a museum, the Kate Museum, and it's an homage for Katharine Hepburn, who has the most Academy Awards for a female. So it was pretty epic. The museum was beautiful. I definitely highly suggest if you're in Connecticut, definitely go to the Kate. I guess they have shows there all the time, so catch a show. The Blind Boys of Alabama were amazing. We just had our 20th year anniversary celebration of being friends. We met at the Grammys last year. We met at the Grammys in 2004. It was my first Grammys. The Grammy Museum has a nominee party the night before. And that's where I met Joey and the Blind Boys. We took photos and we've just been besties ever since. And so we just celebrated our friendship. And they just won their 6th Grammy this year at the Grammys, which was great. Actually, one of the songs on the album is called Friendship. So everything's kind of full circle. Believe in yourself. Trust. Have faith. Look for the signs, look for the colors, look for the clues. Be careful of what you tune into, what you put your attention on. Number one most valuable thing is your attention. Really level up. If you're around people who dim your light and make you feel small, they're not your people. If you get in your head and you're going back and forth and you feel like someone's making you feel some way, no one can make you feel anyway. Not happening. No, take full on responsibility. Get those thoughts out of your head. Get those people out of your life. Unfollow them on social media. I mean, I haven't been on social media on Instagram most of the whole entire year. Like every single post I post, I have to download the app and then do a post and I leave it for like a day or two to respond to some comments. And then when I was at South by Southwest, I was connecting with a lot of people. So I downloaded it just to like follow back, all that jazz. But then I just deleted it right away. I've been able to read more, focus on myself, get my art studio all set up. I've been collecting materials and series so I can start painting again, which I'm really looking forward to. I'm shooting a short film coming up. It's called I Am the Canvas. So I'll tell you more about that later. But let's tune in to Joey Williams, the president and band member of the Blind Boys of Alabama. Congratulations, Joey and the Blind Boys of Alabama, on your 6th Grammy. So epic. And they have a new book. Everything's in the show notes below. Enjoy the episode. It's short and sweet. I love you so much. And because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all podcasts. Make sure you're subscribing, liking, and sharing this with people. It really supports me and you to spread the ripple effect. I'm an independent creator over here, and I love it. I love being here. I love being with you. I love showing up. I am all over the place. And this season, you know, I'm gonna keep the quality amazing because we have great technology, but I want to start doing more in-person stuff like I did with Joey, but I'll just definitely make sure. I brought my mic, but I'm like, oh, we don't need it. We have all these mics here. But clearly it wasn't like the best because it's about echoing. I did do some things with the audio, so bear with me. I appreciate you tuning in and showing up. All right, enjoy the episode. Bye. Oh, go to my website, chonacas, and sign up for my newsletter so we can stay connected. Ciao. Welcome to She's All Over the Place. I am so excited to have you here. I have a special guest, a dear friend, Joey Williams. He is amazing. Right now, we're at the Kate Museum in Connecticut, homage to Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine Hepburn has the most Academy Awards ever. How rad is that? We just had the Academy Awards. We just had the Grammys. The Blind Boys of Alabama are performing tonight at the Kate. I'm sitting with Joey Williams, who has won 6 Grammys. They just won 6 Grammys for their best album at the Grammys. I'm elated to be with you. How are you?
I am doing just great.
Yay, that's great to hear.
Still excited.
Yeah, so last night you were in New Hampshire.
Yes, Plymouth, New Hampshire. Good time there.
Yeah, and you're from where?
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. I was born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how did it feel like going to the Grammys?
It always felt good. We've been many times. We've been, I don't know, 10, 12 times already. We were nominated 13 times. So every time, it's just great. It just never gets old. And you know, when you win, it's just that much better. No matter how many you get, when they call your name, it's just exciting.
I'm excited for the day that I get to be there with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
The next one.
That's right.
Next year.
Manifest
it.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. And then you were in LA and you performed at the Troubadour. Like, how was that experience? What was the vibes for arranging that session? What happened?
Oh, well, the Troubadour was a tribute to Paul Simon. So everybody did different Paul Simon songs. And we chose Love Me Like a Rock by the Dixie Hummingbirds. You know, they backed Paul Simon up with that one. So it seemed like the natural thing, because they were a quartet group as well, a quartet gospel group. So we are a quartet gospel group, and we figured we'd do that one. That was a great night, and there was a lot of other artists there that night to join us.
Yeah, who else performed different songs?
Bobby Rush was there, Dwight Yoakam was there, Larkin Poe. It was quite a few people, I think. The banjo, the new artist, the banjo, I can't think of her name. But she won a Grammy that night as well.
Nice, that's so cool. So what's going on? Like, tell me, when did you discover the Blind Boys of Alabama for the very first time?
I was a young boy. My family, we always listened to gospel, so they had gospel music on the radio all the time. They were always playing gospel records. And my father had a gospel group, so we knew all of the quartet gospel groups. Not just them, we knew all of them, Blind Boys of Alabama and everybody else.
I found out about the Blind Boys of Alabama when I met you at the Grammy Museum in 2004.
Oh, at the Grammys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The night before the Grammys, they had
nominee party, right?
Yeah. And my friend Robert Sturman, he was the official artist of the Grammys, needed the poster. Right before I met you, I met Janis Joplin's mom.
Oh, wow.
It was so next level. And I remember that moment, and I got to take, everyone that was there, I was able to take photos with you guys.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
2004 or something like that.
Yeah.
Been going ever since.
Yeah, and so now you have new members in the band.
Yes, because unfortunately some of our members passed away, so we have some new members now that came in, and you're doing a great job.
They're a fine bunch.
You'll see tonight.
I'm excited. I feel it. Wow, the theater here, the Kate, the museum, it's so beautiful.
It is. Beautiful venue.
Yeah, definitely.
Historic.
So, you're off to Australia next.
Going to Australia.
Yeah.
We'll be out there playing some cities and festival out there. Byron Bay, we're going to be out there. Sydney, Melbourne, Gold Coast, a few places. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
We'll be out there for Easter.
Yay! And the whole family's going?
No, just me this time.
Okay.
But we'll be there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So I'll be right back.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. And then tomorrow, you and the Blind Boys, you're going to be on the Today Show.
Yes. We're going to do the Today Show tomorrow. And we're going to talk about the book. We have a new book coming out that's going to, it's available March 19th. So it's going to be available. It's going to be available everywhere, all the outlets. And it's a book of the blind boys and our story in our own words. That's gonna be great. So we're gonna talk about that.
Beautiful.
And they want us to sing a song too.
Yeah, what song do you know, or is it a surprise, or?
Yes, it's gonna be. They want it to be "I Can See."
Okay, I can see.
Yes. Fortunately, that was the song, one of the songs that I wrote. So,
okay.
So that's an honor, right?
Yay!
Because we gave them a choice to pick, you know, four or five songs, and they came back with that one.
Yeah, high five to them! And then we're writing a song together.
That's right.
Like, so, right after we record this, I'm so excited to produce this with you and just like, just that alone, period. But like, all the visions and opportunities are endless, and I'm really excited. What's the name of the book?
The Spirit of the Century, The Blind Boy's Story.
And the book link will be in the show notes below. All your social media will be in the show notes below. But what's the best way for people to follow you, engage, get some merch, like all those things? Like, what's the best way?
Blindboys.com. Blindboys.com.
Yeah. And then you're on the Twitter, you're on the Instagram.
Instagram, everything.
Yeah. Very cool.
Find us.
Yeah, get the book.
Get the book.
Well, I mean, it's going to be in a couple days, so when this airs, it'll definitely already be out.
Oh, that's right. That's
word.
Right.
Oh, so I have a question. Did someone do the audio yet for the book?
Yes, they were narrowing it down to someone. I can't remember who it is, but I'll let you know.
Someone in the group, right?
No. It's an actor.
Oh, you got a professional actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to produce your book or anything, like your audiobook, but I do voiceovers. And I just have like a vision when I'm like, because I listen to audiobooks all the time. So I'll read the book, but I'm going to listen to the audio as well.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine like chapter to chapter, like, like someone doing like a harmony or something. Are you guys going to like kind of do an opening or a close, like musical harmony on the chapters?
I don't think so. I think they have some sort of music or something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on your book, your sixth Grammy.
Thank you.
Being my friend.
That's it.
Oh my God. And you've been on the Today Show before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so how many times have you been on? Is this going to be your second time or?
I've been on, let's see. We did it with Mark Cohen one time. He's famous for Walking in Memphis. And we did it one other time, just us. And I did it before with Robert Randall, family band. We did it with
You introduced us. We follow each other. Oh, okay. Yeah. I can't wait to have this on the podcast, finally.
Yes. So,
shout out.
Yeah, man. So it's been great.
And then the last time you were on the podcast, it was during the pandemic. And you told this phenomenal story about Prince and Kanye and performing with them.
Yeah,
and
those stories are in there, too. They're in the book.
Oh, amazing. So I'm going to put that link to the show when you were on the podcast before. So when people are done listening to this, they can just click and listen to that episode to keep listening to more of your heart and soul.
Great. That would be great.
Tell me a new story, like a juicy story, recent, or one of your faves.
That Prince story is my fave.
Okay. Let's tell the Prince story again, because it'll be new information.
Well, we were on stage performing, and to make a long story short, the lead singer was out in the audience, and we were up on stage playing, and somebody came up to me and tapped me on the shoulder and kept saying something because I couldn't hear it. And he said, "Prince, and Prince wants to come out." And I said, "Prince?" Yeah. He said, "Prince." I said, "Prince?" He said, "Prince." I said, "Prince, Prince?" And then
with the purple?
Yeah, he says,
Prince, purple.
And then he pointed back, and I looked back, and I could see the dressing room back there.
Yeah.
I looked back, and he was in our dressing room. So I was like, oh, and then I told the guy, yes, bring him out. So I brought him out.
Wait, where were you?
We were in...
Sunset Boulevard, was it?
Yeah, the Knitting Factory. In LA. And he came, and he came out clapping and stuff, and he didn't know what to do. Because Jimmy was out in the audience. So nobody knew he was on stage. So he just came on and joined himself. He wasn't trying to get any, you know, applause or anything. So I offered him my guitar. And he said...
This one?
Oh, not that one, but it was another Duesenberg.
Okay.
But and he went like
another
this.
What?
Duesenberg. That's the
Duesenberg-y.
Yeah, that's my guitars. And so he asked for it, and he got it, and he played.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. That's a great story. And that's going to be me tonight, just enjoying from, well, the stage, but like here, I'm so excited. And people need to see you live. If they haven't seen you live, it's such a show. So I'm really excited for people to learn about you. I'm excited to talk about other things that we're going to do together, which I'm really excited about.
Look forward to it.
We'll just have to talk about it on the third podcast.
That's right,
you know
that's
what I'm
right.
saying?
That's it.
So good. Any final words that you would like to say to the youth for some kind of wisdom or inspiration, maybe a book that you've read or a quote or something that someone taught you on your journey to pass the baton in 2024, how to pivot shift, something that you would tell to your child, and just some wisdom to tell someone who maybe needs to know something, who's growing and going through something.
I would say just to all the, maybe the young musicians or the young actors and actresses that are coming out, or just anybody that's inspired to do anything, just have an open mind, you know, have patience, and just keep trying, because it will happen. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. I never thought I would be doing the things I'm doing or anything like that, but it happens. So it will happen. And when you get a chance, if you sing, go sing. For people, don't charge. You go sing for free. If you play, go play. Play at places where they're not paying, you know. But just keep going. Just keep at it and keep at it, and eventually you'll get there.
I love that. I love that. Does that principle apply to? Because we're targeting the younger folks, and my demographic is very much 18 to 24 year old
Definitely.
Girls, ladies.
Definitely.
But what if someone was doing that and they kept going, and then you know, a family member got injured, or they went through a toxic relationship, or they got burnt out, or just defeated, and they took like years off? Like, how do you pivot and shift and try again? What do you tell to someone who's maybe not so young and buddy starting off, but like did it and then kind of was out of it, and then they're getting back on the horse again?
I'd say if you really know within yourself that you can do it, and if you feel good about doing it still, then I would. But if you're just doing it just because you used to do it and you want to try it again, you know, you may or may not. But if it's really in you and you know you can do it, and people around you know you can, I would do it.
Thank you, Joey. Joey Williams is the youngest person to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. He just won his 6th Grammy with the Blind Boys of Alabama, and it is such an honor to be your friend and to be here with you, and thank you so much for joining me on She's All Over the Place.
Thank you so much for having me again. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. So right now, we're going to listen to some beats I made, because I make some EDM beats, Detroit, what's up? And we're going to listen to some beats. Joey's going to decide like which one he loves. And then he's gonna get the guitar. We're gonna riff it out, and we're gonna do a collab together with like EDM and his soul and his vibe. So we're gonna do that now. Also, I have a new partnership deal with Rad TV. You can have the app. They're streaming in 4.5 million homes. They have a deal with Sony and PlayStation. And also, it's the very first Web3 streaming platform. I have my own channel there, Chonacas, my last name, Chonacas, Chonacas. So if you are on Rad or you download the Rad app, you can definitely watch that there as well. And also, I want to give a special thank you to you, the listener, for tuning in, for coming and being with me 6 seasons in. Because of you, we're in the top 2% out of all known podcasts, and we're going to the moon together. We're making a ripple effect, and we're showing up, and we're practicing with kindness and focusing on health and loving ourselves even more every moment of every day. We out?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time. Kitty at Key, over and out.